Hello and welcome to Too Fast, Too Forever. There's all kinds of family. We chose this one. This is episode 71, You Are My Lifespan, Chapter 4. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe, too.
So with us tonight, playing the part of Mia Toretto, you have Cara Gellar-Regan. Hello, Cara.
Hello.
So now, Joe, can you please give us a brief recap of where we are in the You Are My Lifespan saga as we enter Chapter 4 and see if I say words that I never thought would be recorded audio-wise?
In Chapter 3, Ellie Toretto had gone over to a house that Johnny Tran had purchased for her, for them to have a life together. They made passionate love with his 9-foot cock, and it ended. He threw her a towel. She sees Mia parked outside, so we're going to have to deal with the consequences of that in Chapter 4.
Chapter 4. I will be getting my internet back on Wednesday, so I will be updating more often. Here's the next chapter. Tell me what you think. On with the story. We woke up later that night to the sound of pounding on the front door. Johnny jumped up, grabbing his boxers and pants before turning to me.
"Stay in here,"
he ordered. I nodded with confusion.
"Who knows of this place?"
Johnny stopped for a moment.
"Just Lance and my sister. No one else."
He gave me a quick smile before disappearing into the hallway. I was stunned. Who might that be?
"Where is she? I know she's here."
I froze the female voice, one that can only belong to me and my sister.
"Don't bullshit me, Tran. I know she's here, and I won't leave until I speak to her. Now."
I quickly grabbed my clothes, checked my hair, and ran to the door, running into Johnny.
"Mia,"
I stated. Johnny nodded, leading me into the living room.
"What the hell are you doing here?"
Mia yelled. I cowered back at the anger in her voice.
"Better question, what are you doing here? How the hell did you find this place?"
Mia crossed her arms across her chest.
"Brian saw you two at the races last night. He told me, and I decided to follow you. Now answer my question."
I glared at Brian, who had the decency of looking ashamed of himself.
"Johnny and I have been seeing each other for a while now."
There, I said it. Johnny grabbed my hand, giving me the support I needed at the moment. Mia gawked between us, speechless.
"Grab your things. We are leaving."
"What? No! I am not leaving, Mia!"
I held on tighter to Johnny's hand, begging him not to let go. Mia turned her glare towards me.
"I am not asking you, Elizabeth. Grab your things. We are leaving now."
Johnny pulled me to his side, wrapping his arms around my waist.
"I think it's better if you let her stay."
"She is my sister, and I am telling her we are leaving now. Or should I call Dom?"
Mia snapped. My eyes widened. I knew Mia was holding back on everything she wanted to say and do to Johnny, but if Dom gets involved, then be assured all hell breaks loose. I pull away from Johnny and grab my backpack, stopping in front of Mia.
"Let's go!"
Johnny reaches for my arm and pulls me flush against his bare chest.
"Are you sure you want to leave?"
His voice was barely a whisper.
"I love you, which is why I'm leaving for now. I don't want you to get hurt. Not for me."
Leaning up, I crashed my lips against his, moaning softly.
"I'll call you later."
Kissing me once, he leaned his forehead against mine.
"Okay. If not, I'll text you later. Please be careful."
Not given a chance to say goodbye, Mia pulled me out of my home and into Brian's car. As we drove away, I spotted Johnny in the doorway and on the phone, "Please, God, don't let him do anything stupid." The ride was quite intense. I still couldn't believe Brian would do this. What the hell does he care who I am dating? Something was off about this guy, and I was going to find out what that was. Before the car even stopped, I was out and bolting straight up to my room. I was in no mood of facing my sister at that moment. She, of course, had other ideas.
"Elizabeth, open this door right now."
Mia yelled, pounding on the door. I laid on my bed with a pillow over my face.
"Go away! You already ruined my night!"
"Ruined your night? Are you that stupid? For Christ's sakes, Ellie. Tran just wants you to get back at Dom."
That did it. I jumped off my bed and ripped my door open.
"Don't! Don't you dare talk about Johnny that way! Not everything in this damn life is about Dom races and his stupid feuds. Johnny is a wonderful man. He loves me, he cares for me, and he respects me. He is the man I love, and nothing, not you, not Dom, no one will prevent that."
Mia was shocked. I have never once raised my voice to anyone in my family.
"Ellie, Johnny is not a good man. He is ruthless, cold-hearted, and a bastard."
Mia grabbed me by the shoulders as if trying to knock some sense onto me.
"Don't you see? Tran is only trying to get at Dom through you."
"Stop!"
I yelled, pushing her away from me.
"I will not stand here and let you bash the man I love. Mia, why can't you understand that? I love him, plain and simple."
I moved towards my window, hugging myself.
"He makes me feel safe and loved. Whenever I'm around him or in his arms, I get this feeling that nothing can harm me. He loves me for who I am. Johnny doesn't see me as the sister of his enemy."
Mia sighed, leaning back against my wall.
"And you need to understand, I can't just allow you to keep seeing this man. He may love you as he say he does, but Dom will never accept this, and you know it.
Mia kneeled in front of me, grabbing a hold of my hands.
Do you have any idea what this will cost? Once they come out, a war will commence. Dom will never let this go on. Please, get that through your thick skull.
Was she right? Would my love for Johnny start a war much worse than now? I pulled Mia into a tight hug. I love my sister. I really do. But my love for Johnny was growing by the second.
Mia, you and Dom are the only blood family I have left. I will always be grateful to the two of you for looking out for me after Mom and Dad died. But what will happen when you and Dom decide to start a family away from the family?
Mia looked at me confused.
What do you mean?
Dom is starting to settle down with Letty, and you seem to be getting along great with that douche. Where does that leave me? I can't be under your guys' care forever, Mia. I want need to make a life at this very moment. I have chosen the man I want to live that life. The man I want to start a family with.
Mia shook her head.
How long has this been going on?
I sighed, thinking back to the beginning of my love.
I was 18 when we started dating. For a year I was with him. That was the happiest I have ever been. He showed me what true love was. Then his father took them back to Tokyo. Today was the second time I saw him since he came back.
Mia glanced down at her entwined hands.
You really love him, don't you?
I nodded.
God, Ellie, what have you gotten yourself into?
I chuckled, wiping the tears that had fallen.
I don't know, Mia, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
Mia took a deep breath.
You put me in a difficult position, Ellie. What am I going to tell Dom?
Nothing. Not yet. Please, Mia. I just want to spend some time with Johnny before Dom finds out.
I begged her, cupping her face. I begged her. Mia smiled, cupping my hands.
All right, but I can't hold for too long. I'll talk to Brian and have him keep his mouth shut.
Thank you, Mia.
I then thought of something.
Would you like to meet him?
Mia gave me a, "Are you serious?" kind of look.
I've met Tran, Ellie, and I'm not a big on him. Plus, his love is all for you. As for your family, I have a feeling he'd want them as far away as possible.
Wow, they really didn't know him.
Mia, he is not like that. Please, just one time. Then you two can go back to hating each other. But I need him to know I am okay and so are you.
Mia stared at me, starting a stare war before she gave in.
Fine, just tell me the time and place.
I couldn't help but smile.
Thank you, Mia.
Mia stopped on her way out.
Don't thank me yet. I still don't approve, and I probably never will. I am willing to give him a chance, but remember that when Dom find out, and he will, I will be behind him, just like the rest of the crew.
She must have seen the hurt in my eyes.
That doesn't mean I'll abandon you, but we all have our reason to dislike Tran. But because this is you, and I love you, I am willing to keep this quiet.
Thank you.
I waited until she had left the room before calling Johnny.
Ellie?
God, how does he do that?
Hey!
I could hear the grin on his lips.
How are you? Are you okay?
I'm okay. Nothing major happened. Me and I argued then talked. I was able to convince to keep our relationship on the down low for a while longer. Oh, and we are having dinner with her.
I laid back on my bed, just hearing his voice was enough to put me at ease.
Mia? Your sister Mia agreed to have dinner with me?
Johnny teased. He knew how much they hated him. I rolled my eyes at his childlike behavior.
Yes, my sister. She may hate you and all, but is willing to talk with you. It will just be the three of us. No more. Please.
Johnny sighed.
All right. When and where?
Don't know. When are you free?
I heard some papers being ruffled up in the background.
His about this Saturday. I was planning on spending it with you anyway.
Great. I'll let her know. Hey, Johnny?
I had this stupid obsession stuck in my head, and in this moment, only Tran would be able to help me out.
Yeah?
I have been having this bad feeling about Brian, the newest member of Dom.
I hesitated. If I do this, it would be like betraying my family, but if I'm right, I'll be saving their asses.
Is there any way you can check him out?
Check him out?
Yeah. I need to know if he is hiding anything, or if he is who he says he is.
Johnny laughed.
Yeah, I'll have Lance look into it.
He cleared his throat.
Are you busy tomorrow?
I ran through my mind, coming up empty.
Nope, not that I can remember.
I can pick you up in a few.
Really? Did he have death a wish?
Johnny, Mia's home, and I suspect the others soon to be here.
You left your car here.
I had to laugh.
Okay, I'll tell Mia, hurry up.
I'm in the car already.
I quickly hung up the phone and ran downstairs, Mia as on the couch with Brian watching TV.
Mia?
She tuned to look at me. I knew she wasn't going to like this, but what the hell?
Johnny is in his way to pick me up.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Tran was in his way to pick you up?
Mia growled.
I actually said Johnny.
Sarcasm was not good right now, but it was what I did when I was nervous.
Elizabeth.
Mia snarled. I was quick to shut my mouth and raise my hands in surrender.
Please,
Look, I had told Dom I was going to spend the weekend with a friend. If he sees me here, questions are going to fly.
Mia sat there staring at me. It was actually starting it freak me out.
Besides, I left my car over there.
My sister sighed with an and eye roll.
I swear, you will give me gray hair before I turn 30. Get out of here before Dom arrives.
Running up to her, I hugged her tight.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, Elizabeth, what am I gonna do with you?
Mia grumbled. Scoffing, I pulled back and reached for my bag just as a honk was heard.
Oh, that's him. I'll see you Monday. By the way, our lunch date is next Saturday.
Mia groaned, throwing her head back.
Ugh, I can't wait.
End scene.
Whew. That was a riveting chapter.
Joe, you have incredible range.
Thank you. Thank you. I have more character voices. I'm glad that you enjoy them.
You know, the couple things we learned in that chapter.
Yeah.
Number one.
Let's go through it a little
bit. Both parents dead. I mean, we knew Dom's dad was dead, but Dom's mom is dead now, too.
Yeah. Ellie obviously doesn't know about John
Jacob.
Cena. Jacob, yeah. She doesn't know about him.
Elizabeth, is this a character that exists in the canon, or
not
is
yet.
It just for fanfic purposes?
Yep.
Okay.
Elizabeth is the fanfiction character that is generated for the fanfiction. She's the vehicle.
Gotcha.
Pun intended.
And the picture that is associated with this story on fanfiction.net is of her, just some model, I guess, because she's not a real person. I don't know who the model is, with Jason Statham. So at some point, we figure that she's going to get with Shaw.
The backstory on fanfiction.net is like, will she give up local bad boy for international bad boy? that's a direct quote.
Yeah, Lunar She-Wolf mind running wild with this.
Yeah.
I do like that at one point in her head, Ellie calls Johnny Tran. Like, she says in the narration Tran, and then gives me a shit for calling him Tran.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you know, Brian, Paul, Dom, Vin, we mix them up too. It happens. It's not a huge deal. That was a good chapter, though. I'm glad we got the fallout from that. That was intense. It was stressful. Thank you, Kara, for joining.
Wonderful. Yes, Kara. Thank you so much. For all things Too Fast, Too Forever, you can go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/TooFastTooForever, or at TooFastTooForever on Twitter and Instagram. Email us, family@cageclub.me. Come back next week as we kick off lap 6. Nothing to watch for next week. Check out our Patreon page at TooFastTooForever.com. Check out all 4 chapters of You Are My Lifespan anywhere you get this podcast. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe Too.
And I'm Kara Gillerigan.
And we'll see you next time right here on Too Fast, Too Forever.
There's no time in this lifespan to break a